We're now joined by Maryland's Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. Thanks so much for being with us at WTOP.
Hillary and Sean, it's great to be on, and certainly quite relieved, as are so many in Prince George's County, that WSSC was able to divert water into this affected area and ensure that residents and businesses will continue to have water. But as you indicated, still asking residents and businesses to exercise water conservation measures during the period that the maintenance activity is ongoing, which will be for the next few days.
Lieutenant Governor, the WSSC put us on a very big warning path here. We were expecting the worst. It seemed like that they had a fix for this. Are you happy with the way the WSSC handled this situation?
Yeah, I'm generally happy, because when you look at this disaster that was in the making, and you compare it to natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy, where we expect Pepco and DG&E to prepare for the worst and hope for the best, that's what WSSC did. I think County Executive Richard Baker and his emergency management team, they certainly responded well, coordinated well with the Maryland Emergency Management. We identified the one hospital in the area that might need to be supported, where other vulnerable populations existed. We talked about and coordinated moving water using tankers to move into the area. So those are the things that we did. We did it with WSSC, and fortunately, this disaster seems to be averted.
So the response and the prepared response seemed beyond adequate. But let's back it up just a bit and talk about infrastructure issues. We know there's a problem with old pipes. We know we have a problem with our power from time to time. What is the state prepared to do about it?
So we have infrastructure challenges all the way around. And, we have challenges with roads, bridges, and mass transit. So that's why this legislative session we passed the Transportation Infrastructure Investment Act. We raised the gas tax. There's infrastructure needs throughout the state, throughout the nation, many of which are going unmet. And we know that water systems are part of that challenge. It seems like the things that are unseen, water pipes below the ground, are the things that get overlooked. We need to make the same type of investments in our water systems as we are now able to do in our transportation systems. And these water systems don't get repaired by themselves. It will require an investment of dollars, and we need to look at creative ways, like public-private partnerships, for example, and other ways to make those much-needed investments.
How vulnerable do you think we are?
Well, I think that this particular incident demonstrates that we are vulnerable. And fortunately, with the installation of these fiber optic monitoring systems, we're able to detect in advance of the disaster when one might be pending. So that's a step forward to give us an opportunity to respond. We know that there are potential system failures throughout this system. So WSSC, just like we've asked Pepco and other utilities, need to develop plans to fortify the infrastructure to replace, where necessary, that infrastructure.
All right. Maryland Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.